Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out and use it to your advantage. I hope you will. I hope you'll take advantage of all of the resources that we've made available to you there. There is no barrier to entry. If you can get there, it's available to you. We don't know that you've come. We don't know that you came and you didn't have all the knowledge you needed, and when you left, you were smarter. We don't know that. No one else has to know that. All you got to do is come and learn and get educated and pick up some tips and some tools that can help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. And it'll be fun too, by the way. It's not just about learning. It's fun too. I promise. Don't forget to check out my blog, which you can subscribe to, but also which you can use, or you can just use it right there on the homepage. And also subscribe, if you get a chance, subscribe to our free newsletter, which comes by email every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. You know, this being the first of the year, I'm in the time of the year when I do my fundamental series, and I'm do this a little bit every week on focusing on some of the fundamentals. We're going to be doing this over about a 7 or 8 week period. And I'm still talking about financial fundamentals. I started out doing this yesterday. And the reason I want you to focus on financial fundamentals is, and all these fundamentals really, is so that you don't become part of the SBA's obituaries. Now, what would you like to know what that is? The SBA obituaries, if you haven't been listening already this week, are the people that the SBA says failed. 50% of all businesses fail in the first 4 years. Not 5 years like it used to be, 4 years. So I call those companies, the statistics, the people who make up those stats, I call them part of the SBA obituaries. And it's an ignominious distinction. You don't want to be part of that group. And so how do you stop that? How do you prevent yourself from going down the tube and your business going 6 feet under? Well, you focus on the fundamentals. And the first fundamentals that we've been focusing on are the financial fundamentals. And yesterday, I guess it was, I was talking about making sure that you create regular financial statements, or hire an accountant to help you with those things. And I reminded you that if you think any of this that I'm talking about is too expensive, what you have to do is compare the cost of that to the cost of failure. Now, the next fundamental is, if you think you actually, if your business is really small, if you have a tiny business, you might not be quite ready for an accountant. Well, but there's good news, and this is all part of the excitement of technology these days. There are, as you may know, there are programs out there that will help you. There are lots of different kinds of programs that are out there. I'm not going to recommend any one over another, but there are financial package programs out there that will help you manage your sales, manage your inventory, bill your customers. You can do your billing, your invoicing. It'll keep up with all that if you enter the information where it tells you. They're almost idiot-proof. These are accounting packages. You can buy them for what are they now? $50, $75, $100, something like that. Most of them are somewhere around $100 or less, I think, to own the package, own the program. And you just load it in your computer, and whenever you make a sale, you pull the program up, you enter the sale, there will be a wizard, which is part of the program, that will say, okay, post your sale here. And then it'll say, okay, now make sure that you click this button, and on, and you go back and forth, and it's virtually idiot-proof. And so you can do it yourself. If you've got a tiny company, you may not have the resources, you may not have enough transactions, you may not have enough activity in the beginning to justify the expense of an accountant. But the good news is and you don't even have to know, you really don't have to know anything about accounting to operate these systems. If you can read and use a mouse, basically, you can follow the instructions and it'll help you do that. And then what happens is, as you grow your business, you'll get to the point where you'll say, you know what? I need to be doing other things. I now can afford to have someone else come in. And so you bring in a part-timer. Or you hire an employee who maybe does other things, who's also, you know, when you interview someone for that your first employee, ask them, do you have any experience with any of the software accounting packages? And that could be something you put in the want ad for, or when you're looking for folks to hire, for someone to hire. Say part of the responsibility is going to be managing, you know, the books, and so those are the people that you hire, or that you interview, I should say, people with that capability, among other things, and you hire the one you think is best, and then that way you can focus on where the company is going and less on the details. And so you let them have that. We let them have that responsibility. That's the way it works. The more when to hire employees, folks, is when you determine that your customer demands are causing you as the owner, as the manager, to have to do things that you really shouldn't be doing. You need to be doing other things to be growing this business. That's one of the ways you know how to hire employees. And when you do, you have to learn how to delegate. All right. Here's the next thing. Here's the next fundamental. Learn how to track sales to expense ratios each month in order to know when to adjust spending. Now, every sale requires underpinning. It requires support. It requires organizational foundation under it to be able to have the capital for to fund the sale, to have the resources behind it, to have the infrastructure behind it, the facilities behind it, the employees behind it. So some things are variable in a business. Some things are not variable. The variable things can be adjusted with sales volume. The things that aren't variable can't be. For example, your rent is probably not going to change if your sales go up or down. Utilities are not going to change all that much up or down depending on sales growth. Payroll, that's another story. We'll talk about that right after these messages and other financial fundamentals. When we come back, it's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Jimmy, one of his classics, Jimi Hendrix. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. It's just you and me. We're talking about financial fundamentals. And I was asking about your expense to sales ratios. Are you managing that? Are you tracking that? When sales go up, when sales go down? You know, for many companies, and I talked about this a little bit yesterday, January, February, especially retail, this is not exactly a jump in time of the year for you. So are you managing your expenses appropriately? Are you able to track those things? If you can start, folks, if you start gathering financial information and you start tracking it year over year, month over month, and year over year, you can just get a lot smarter in the way you spend your money, the way you commit your resources, and you can start becoming more profitable. If you're not doing that, folks, if you're not tracking those kinds of ratios, it's not really a very professional thing that you're doing there. It's very unprofessional, actually, and it's very expensive. So that's another fundamental that you need to think about. Learn how to track sales to expense ratios so that when sales go down, and you can forecast that, ladies and gentlemen, you can tell. For example, let's say that Let's say that you've got a, let me give you a real easy practical one. Let's say you've got an insurance policy that's due, that's going to be due. And you know how insurance works, liability insurance. A lot of times the companies want 40% or something like that up front. And then they'll pay, and then you'll with a one-time check, and then you'll pay the balance over, say, a 10-month amortization. Happens all the time. Well, if you're in retail, you don't want that bill to be due in January, February, because that's when your cash flow is probably off the most. You may rather have that bill come due in November. Talk to your insurance agent about that. Make sure that you arrange the schedule on things like that. If you've got part-time employees, make sure that they know that their life may not be working as many hours in the slow months as they will in the other months. Other commitments that you can make they may be able to make adjustments to. Maybe you negotiate a contract with someone, and they want to, you know, there's a monthly payment that's required. Maybe you would say, "Tell you what I'm going to do. Let's take this same amount, divide it by 9. And let me make those payments over 9 months instead of 12 months. And I don't make a payment in these 3 months." Work it out. It can be done. You got to be able to manage. And folks, remember I was talking yesterday about the cash flow projection, the electronic spreadsheet that you build your cash flow projections in. That's what this is. That's what you're doing. You're managing these things. You're keeping up with your variable expenses that can be adjusted with variable sales. You got to be able to do that, or you won't be a real professional manager, in my opinion. All right, here's another one. Understand how to monitor inventory levels with regard to projected sales, receivables, and cash. If you have inventory, folks, you know, inventory is cash until somebody buys it from you and then they pay you the money. It's your cash that's tied up. It's your capital, your working capital. Every stick of inventory, every box of inventory that you're so proud of because you have all this stuff. Well, guess what? It's not something to be proud of if it's not going out the door. And the more you have it tied up in your building, when it's in your building and sales are, it's a time of the year when sales are down, then or maybe just a seasonal time. Not nothing wrong with the business. It's just seasonal. Then you need to make sure that your inventory is low at that time. Be sure to track that so you can keep up with all that. If you don't, you're gonna be in trouble. You're gonna have all of your working capital tied up in your warehouse when payroll has to be made, or when other bills have to be met, when the taxes have to become due, or the property taxes are due at a certain time, or whatever it might be. Inventory is one of those things that sometimes we get our ego tied up in it because we like being able to advertise largest inventory in Southwest Washington State or whatever, wherever you are. Well, guess what? If I heard someone say that, I would say, you know what, the 21st century, that's not exactly something I'd be bragging about right now. I'd be saying, we get your stuff to you faster than anybody. Doesn't matter where it came from. It doesn't have to come from your warehouse. So make sure that you're monitoring those inventory levels and you don't let them get out of whack with your sales and receivables and cash. Okay, here's a biggie. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold that one for tomorrow because it's about accounts receivable days and accounts payable days. I'm going to hold that one for tomorrow because that's a biggie. And that's such an important one. And I'm going to move over and talk about this one. Develop a long-term capitalization strategy that blends retained earnings with both short and long-term bank debt. What I mean by that is make sure that you know. Remember what I talked about? Remember the 12-month projections, cash flow projections? Make sure you know what your capitalization requirements are. And blend in the combination of whatever your profitability is, your ability to maintain profits in the business, blend that with your short and long-term bank debt. Talk to your bank about that. When you show your banker your 12-month cash requirements, you'd be amazed at how much easier a loan will be when you can explain to them what your cash requirements are and that you figured it out on your own. It's almost 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. More of this tomorrow. Right now, Jonathan Zook after the messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.